Welcome to the Potty Slam. Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Yo.
Yogi.
This show is too sweet. Wait, I just got sued. This show is broken. Yep, just got sued again.
Now it's woken.
Now it's woken. Oh, sued again.
Swing and a miss. He just got sued like John Cena.
You can't sue me. So you, Josh, are you hyped about this? I see you're hyped about this delete, delete, delete thing.
Yeah.
You liked it the first time around?
I think it was a really cool idea that Matt came up with because obviously, for any of you who didn't know, him and Jeff were both in WWE. They ended up both losing their jobs there for different reasons.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. And it was in a time where Jeff was injured, so he was out. And I believe it was the same for Matt. I can't remember exactly his circumstances, but he wanted to come up with a new character, and he really rewrote himself completely because the broken personas are very, very different from what they normally did. And I thought it was a really cool idea, much like Cody Rhodes kind of reinventing himself. I like when people can do that successfully. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very excited to see them bring that into the WWE. But I'm also very nervous because Vince has a way of taking things that are really cool ideas, and because everything has to be ran by him, it ends up not being completely what you hope for.
I still trust Vince because of the stuff he took with Vince Russo.
Yeah. I just hope that they let Matt have most of that creative
control
over what he does. I don't know if you ever saw the pay-per-view that they had with Impact, where it was all in Jeff Hardy's backyard.
Yeah, it was.
See, I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
Because they did that, and then WWE, they kind of responded with the whole House of Horrors match.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was so bad.
Wasn't it, though?
That was like
baby doll heads.
For all the buildup that they did to that, we watched it, and we're like,
Randy Orton in a limo with his shirt off and slacks. Yes. At least they got him into some pants.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That guy, man, every time we see him, every time he comes out, I'm like, that man has some thighs.
Yeah.
Like, those are...
That's like, yeah, I was like,
he has like Christmas ham thighs.
Believe it or not, if I could have chosen a body type, this 5'9" frame would not have been my first choice. It would have been a Randy Orton type frame. That guy's built like a wrestler should be built.
I would like to see him crush a watermelon with his thighs, because I bet you he could do it.
Yeah, he probably could.
Like, they almost look sorry, I go on tangents about Orton's thighs because they look disproportionate to the rest of his body.
They're probably the biggest,
yeah,
muscle on his body. Mm-hmm. So there's your Randy thigh talk for the week.
You're welcome.
But I know Josh has a story.
Yeah. So how do I want to approach this? We see in this day and age that the WWE, there's a lot of people with Total Divas and all the different shows that you can find on the network. There's a lot of people that are really close friends that sometimes have feuds on TV, but you know that they are best friends in real life. And I always think that's really cool. But then you flip the coin over, and I think it's really cool to find where there are stories where people legitimately hate each other.
Oh, yes. Good.
Yep.
Let's get into this.
So I have a list of different people that supposedly, in real life, they do not like each other at all.
Just going to happen in a workplace.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell
like they're punching in to where...
That's not a closed, or that's a closed fist, not an open one. No, and some of these,
I've heard that on a porn before.
I can promise definitely a couple of these will be individual episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could probably expand on those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, first, I'm going to start off with one that was surprising to me.
Okay.
And that's Lana and Paige.
Really?
Both women.
God. Just based on, I hate to be this guy, but like based on their appearances, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if you've watched Lana on Total Divas.
I have not watched a single episode of Total Divas.
Honestly, I wouldn't like her either.
Should I watch?
You should.
Do I have to start with the first season?
Nah.
Not necessarily.
Okay. It's one of those shows that I find that you can just kind of drop in wherever.
Yeah.
Just to see an episode here.
Well, and cool. Especially if you've kept up with like Raw and SmackDown, mm-hmm. you can tune in and be like, oh, I remember when that episode happened.
So, anyways, both women, they both came up through NXT's developmental territory at the same time mm-hmm. before, of course, being called up to the roster in 2014. So, obviously, many times where their paths have crossed. And anyways, Lana has taken to Twitter to state that Paige used to bully her during their time in NXT.
Which, really?
Of course, is she not like very 19 professional.
When she was
yeah
in NXT? I'd be like, shut the fuck up, you fetus.
And the way
she's pretty big, though.
Who's that?
Paige.
Yeah.
Like, when they brought out her new wrecking crew with her,
mm-hmm.
Like...
She looks good.
She looks like... I was like, wow, she's pretty big.
Beefed up, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I don't know if you saw pictures of her even a few months ago when she was with He Who Should Not Be Named and...
El Toro Dorito?
Yeah,
that one.
She was looking rough.
Was she?
Like skeletal.
Drugs will do that to a person.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. And they can't let her go because they're making that movie about her family.
Exactly.
Yeah. She had a really bad cocaine problem from what really? I understand. So yeah, she was
so like, that's why they kept her off.
Yeah, I know there was an injury.
She was injured, yeah.
But cocaine was becoming an issue.
Oh, man.
Which is terrible. But anyways, Paige responded to that accusation and said that Lana was just looking for a storyline and a chance for exposure, which I unfortunately can also see, because while the little bits of Total Divas that we have seen, you can see where Lana has done things that make that she's trying to build herself up, like tweeting the picture of her and Naomi. They had a match and it was supposed to be their last one for the belt, and someone had noticed that Lana's shoulder was definitely not down.
And, oh yeah, yeah.
And so she retweeted it. It was like, what the hell, Daniel Bryan? And so she was taken aside, like, hey, you should not be doing that. You're building yourself up.
I disagree. We're in the quote unquote, are we in the it's no longer the reality era.
No, I would say so.
I think that I don't blame her for doing that. That's actually a really good idea.
Well, and the thing is something like that, it was blowing up. And because of that, everybody was like sharing this photo. Why wouldn't she also come on it? And really, they were fine with it because of how big it was. It wasn't like just a one, somebody happened to notice and she happened to see that picture. But anyways, this one you may have heard about Bret Hart and Ric Flair.
No, I always thought you were going to say Shawn Michaels.
that's a
whole episode in itself.
Yeah, the Montreal Screwjob.
Probably
job
a two-parter.
Yeah. So this one, I guess over time they have mentioned their dislike of each other within books and interviews. Bret Hart is on record for saying that Ric Flair, quote, the most overrated wrestler in the history of the business.
Wow. That is a strong shot fired.
Ric Flair responded, asking,
"Woo,
who's Bret Hart?"
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Nice, Rick. Nice play.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another one that's like, I think that's just a couple big egos.
Yeah.
So, this one could be an episode. Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan.
Yes, they were like pretty tight for a while too.
Yeah, they were known as the Mega Powers. No. And they allowed women to come in between them.
Randy. Yeah, I was a jealous son of a bitch. Yeah.
Well, there was rumors that Hogan slept with Miss Elizabeth.
Gave her the 7-inch python.
Oh my god. And the thing is, yes, as you already pointed out, Randy Savage was overly protective and obsessive.
To a disturbing degree.
So there you could see the rivalry outside, such as Randy Savage's rap album, where he calls out Hogan constantly on that record, saying mm-hmm. that he's just a punk, and mm-hmm. so
that album is gonna be a episode.
However, they were able to patch things up right before Savage passed away in 2011.
Okay.
So
that's according to Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if I trust the validity of anything Hulk says.
Right. CM Punk?
Triple.
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. It's because at the time, Jeff was off his ass on drugs.
Yep. In the summer of 2009, they had a feud going. And a lot of people consider that fantasy matching because both guys were about the same build, very athletic and good in the ring.
They called him small, but I guarantee you stand next to one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Big.
And yes, as you already pointed out, it was very well documented because of the fact that CM Punk is very outspoken about the fact that he is against drugs and alcohol and... He's
okay with his, he's not against other people doing it, per se.
With Jeff, though, it was very extreme, much like Jeff Hardy is. He was disgusted by the fact that while he's living a very straight-edge life, Jeff was doing a lot of drugs.
He was.
And... he thought that it was a very disrespectful thing to, well, himself and everyone else.
He was friends with Jericho, and Jericho's a known drinker.
Mm-hmm. All right, this one I think it kind of speaks for itself. Stephanie McMahon in China.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is because of a certain love triangle. China and Triple H were dating at the time when they were performing together as part of the D-Generation X. Problems arose when China accused Stephanie of stealing her boyfriend after Triple H dumped her in favor of the Billion Dollar Princess. So, yeah, I mean, that's a real-life love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let's face it, we have another love triangle that we could talk about very briefly because this will be another episode of that.
I think I know which one you're going to talk about.
The most obvious love triangle ever.
Obviously, Coco Beware and Guard Dog, yes.
And Sin Cara.
Yes. He was only a kid at the time. Don't ask.
No. This is obviously going to be Edge, Matt Hardy, and Lita.
Yep.
I don't want to go too much into it because, but Matt Hardy and Lita were a real life couple mm-hmm. and for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And due to an injury on Matt's part and being on separate brands, eventually it ended up being where Lita and Edge were on the same brand, I believe Raw.
Edge was on, I think he was one of the SmackDown 5.
Or yes, he was SmackDown and Matt Hardy was on Raw.
Yep.
And because of that and the opposing tour schedules and dates, Edge was with Lita more.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that led to them building a relationship together. And that was a case where when it got exposed, it was out there. Everybody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Vince kind of took it by the horns and was able to make it work for WWE television, and people were able to, they almost looked beyond, you know, the kayfabe, because they knew something was real. But those guys, where it is documented that there were some times they actually were hitting each other, they were still professional.
And I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up. They were very professional throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever really took advantage or tried to hurt the other.
Right.
No.
You hit each other in the face a couple times. And I'm sure Edge was like, yeah, I deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. But it's not like you were getting illegal chair shots to the head.
Exactly.
And
yeah, dropping somebody
on their neck or something. Yeah. They were professional. And you got to give them credit, because there was real life anger and hatred to each other. So,
well, yeah, and I think
look, I've got Lando in my arms, right? He's like nibbling on my finger. He's not being like,
I know, he's just so giving you like love nibbles.
Yeah, what a good boy you are.
It's all cute until he puts his tongue in your mouth.
Yeah, well, story of my life.
Right. True. Oh, good boy. AJ Lee and the Bellas.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, like, if this was high school, yeah.
Yeah.
That would totally make sense.
Yeah, I would look at AJ as the kind of skater chick.
Yeah.
And
the punk girl. And
yeah.
And the Breeze are the
cheerleaders.
The cheerleaders with the family with driving the Benzes.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I could see a lot of truth in that, too.
Aww. You want to see Mama? I bet you that's what it is.
Well, AJ was more than outspoken about her hatred.
Whoa. Wiggly puppy.
About her hatred of the Bella Twins during her time in the WWE. Her now famous pipe bomb promo was thought to have been her truthful opinion of the two sisters who currently...
Okay, I don't remember that. I'm going to pull that up so maybe we can hear... AJ Lee pipe bomb?
Yes, of the Bellas.
I remember seeing it, but... It's like, it's not in my mind right now, so.
Oh, man.
I'll pull that up right now. We can hear it.
OMG, you guys. I just watched last night's episode of Total Divas, and it was insane. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Bellas were dealing with their obvious daddy issues. The Funkadactyls broke up and then got back together again. Natalia's fiance isn't much of a man. The other two were also there. It was great. It really was. And it was the end of the world. And it's only Sunday nights on the E! Network.
Ah! Now, was this... This was after CM Punk left, correct? Okay.
Yeah, this was, like 2014.
It says August 26, 2013.
You want to know what I see?
Oh, yeah.
So about a few months later.
Honestly. A bunch of cheap, interchangeable, expendable, useless women. Women who have turned to reality television because they just weren't gifted enough to be actresses.
Because didn't the Bellas start out as actresses? Yeah.
And they just weren't talented enough to be champion.
Hey, we're standing right here, buddy.
I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers. I have saved your Divas division. I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. Why? So a bunch of ungrateful, stiff plastic mannequins can waltz on through without even as much as a thank you? You just
skipped. There's Eva Marie.
Oh, Lord.
You guys can't even go backstage and shake my hand and look him in the eye because you know that I worked my entire life to get here. I gave my life to this, and you were just handed 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's, I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but
right.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's lots of people that,
because the Bellas look pissed in this video.
Yeah, I mean, people think that that was a,
and as we learned, they're not that good actors.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, especially if she's being honest and whatnot, like that's brutally honest.
Yeah,
I have one more.
Okay,
I can put my list away here.
You know this one like the back of your hand.
This will also end up being a full episode. Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes,
very well documented. Hatred to each other. This started after the, was it WrestleMania 11? I think it was, that they had a match, and Warrior he had a YouTube page. He was always making these videos calling out, because apparently he just hated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, but specifically Hogan, he kept saying that he was a hack. He accused his ex-wife now of sleeping with everybody.
Mm. Ouch.
Yeah. Saying that that's how he would get ahead, is having his wife sleep with people. And yeah, it's pretty brutal. You can actually, there's multiple pages. You can see like their Twitter back and forth, where they just, there's no holds barred. It's just ugly the way that they talk to each other. And obviously they never had a chance to patch things up, because Warrior, of course, passed away. What, 4 years ago now? Three, 4 years ago?
It's been that long. It was like right after the WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's because we moved in here about 4 years ago. So, yep. Yeah, it.
Here we go.
You know, Terry, you get such a sick pleasure out of, exposing other people's dirty laundry, taking cheap shots at them. So I want to do some of that. I think when I said I was going to do this video, that people thought Warrior's got some dirty laundry on Terry Bollea. And I do. I have different dirty laundry than everybody else. A lot of it I don't want to mention, because it's going to be great material in my book, and I don't want to mention a lot of details of the things I'm going to mention here now. But just to have a little fun, let's do some dirty laundry. Dirty laundry like that. Terry, you truly are a dopehead. I mean, you have been into getting high and doing dope for years. What was it you used to say? A day without smoking pot is like a day without sunshine. That was a catchphrase of yours that you said all the time. A day without smoking pot, brother, is like a day without sunshine. Dirty laundry like that. There are days, Terry, where you do nothing but sit around and snort cocaine. Now, your lifestyle may have changed in the recent years, but I mean, your behavior doesn't really reflect that. You may have changed your lifestyle up somewhat, but you had plenty of those days where you just sit around and snorted cocaine. To take the kind of vitamins that you take, Terry, you know, the ones that are part of your gimmick, say your prayers, take your vitamins, train. To take the kind of vitamins you train, you take the kind of vitamins that you take, Terry, you need to have a prescription.
Yeah, that he unleashes and just says all this stuff about Hogan, and yeah, basically, yeah, he's a hack. And
aw. Well, I mean, Hogan tried his best to keep Warrior down in that time period.
Well, he tried to keep everybody down he was the top guy, and he could get away with whatever he wanted.
You know, he, to the point where the Warrior was the Intercontinental Champion because Hogan wouldn't lose the belt to him.
Yeah.
Come just on.
Sad.
I mean, Warrior wasn't the best of wrestlers, but he was the hottest thing going at that time. Hotter than Hogan.
Well, I think he's better than Hogan personally, but that's just my opinion. Definitely had a, he was definitely a lot cooler, and his finisher was cooler than a stupid leg drop.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's much like you said, Larry, it's like any workplace, you're going to have a lot of people, especially considering they're always around each other. They're traveling all the damn time.
I mean, there's some, I mean, Bruiser Brody got stabbed to death in a shower in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's brutal. And some of these people, I mean, you have, for one, a lot of really big egos. And you throw in alcohol, you throw in
testosterone,
drug use, mental issues,
type A personalities.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just a bad smorgasbord of bad things that make people sometimes they do bad things.
When you hear the term locker room leader, there's a reason for it. There's a reason The Undertaker was the locker room leader for so long. He somehow was able to keep those egos in check.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now Roman Reigns is the quote unquote locker room leader. And it seems that he's good at doing that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was going after Enzo for all the shenanigans he was doing outside of the ring. And I feel like obviously it's working, because if it wasn't, Enzo would be gone.
And it makes sense, because Roman Reigns was a football player and he was used to that locker room atmosphere.
Right. And I mean, he's not even the biggest guy.
No.
But
I wouldn't fuck
with him. Oh, hell no. I'd be dumb to.
Yeah.
But
he seems to have his head screwed on straight. I know he had his little drug issue, which I think was just a prescription that he didn't tell the WWE about.
Yeah. But they are very strict about their drug policy. You know,
I don't blame him. The spotlight's on him.
Right. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but like any workplace, you're going to have people that don't like each other. And believe me, the list was very long, and I just decided to pick a few of my favorites. Of course, I'm going to mention Punk. So, yeah, hopefully some of these nasty ones, eventually these people can come together and kind of settle their differences in the name of entertainment, and just the fact that they maybe just caught them at a bad moment. They said a bad thing, and I'd like to think not everyone's a bad person.
No.
So, but yeah,
that was very interesting.
But that is interesting.
That's crazy. Listening to that pipe bomb, she was not.
Makes me want to go back and listen to the whole thing.
Right.
Right. And I'm sure I could have a list alone of people that are not crazy about John Cena.
Yeah, yeah. Alex Riley.
Yeah, yep.
Supposedly cost Alex Riley his job, but you know, from what I've heard about Alex Riley,
kind of probably a not a bad thing.
Kind of a douche. He's, by the way, in the Glow. Did you watch Glow?
Not yet.
Oh, he's in that. There's a few former WWE wrestlers in that.
I'm a busy guy these days.
I know. You should see it though.
We'll watch Glow when you watch Stranger Things.
Oh,
deal.
Okay.
So, plugs, you can catch me on the EFIS podcast, EFISpodcast.net, a baseball history podcast.
And of course, you can check us out, well, me rather, on Women with Wine with my friend Amy. We come out every Thursday, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podbean.
You can find all three of us and Ryan on the Conspiracy Therapy podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a podcast where we talk about cryptids and government cover-ups and all that fun stuff. And you can find that on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic.
Excellent. Well, this has been a wonderful episode of The Potty Slam. We will catch you next week for a new episode.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.